Weather obviously bringing with it a whole new set of challenges. I had a very chilly farm visit in Carlow during the week to an organic farm because we wanted to take a look this week at why it is that homegrown organic foods aren't having more of a moment. Why, after all of the years of supports and tender loving care, aren't our shelves awash with organic options that do not cost the earth? So I went to meet a man with two organic businesses on the one farm. Joe Nolan, near Ballin in Carlow, runs both organic sheep and tillage operations. But it is very much a tale of two farms. The organic cereal business doing quite well, the organic lamb not firing on all cylinders. Joe is also a former banker, so I was hoping for a bit of insight into what organic needs to do to be less niche.
Wow. 2 degrees above zero and raining. This is what you got into farming for, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That's why I left the office job for.
What was the reason you got out of financial services and into this?
I always wanted to go back farming. Work for myself as well. You have your own time. Uh-huh. That's a big part of it.
So explain the farm to me now. Two businesses in the one.
Yeah, so farming about 250 acres. At the moment we have 80 acres of tillage. So I went back into tillage when I went organic, so in 2022. So this was our third harvest. And the rest of the farm then is in grass, running about 600 ewes. Okay. So killing maybe close to 900,000 lambs a year.
And was the idea of going into tillage that you'd be able to feed yourself?
Yeah, so originally the idea was to be self-sufficient on feed. Feed was a big focus for me when I went organic. I wanted to be able to source reasonably priced organic feed, which is difficult, or was difficult. It's still difficult. So I made the decision when I decided to go organic that I would be self-sufficient food-wise.
And now, irony of ironies, the tillage side of the business is enjoying boisterous good prospects, but the sheep side is languishing somewhat.
Yeah, now sheep are good price, but like sheep are lamb is an expensive meat to produce. There's no comparison. The tillage is miles ahead.
Night and day. Are people asking you, why are you not just putting the whole thing into tillage?
Well, yeah, someone asked me that recently, but you need the animals because we can't spread fertiliser. So you have to have a balance. It's all about a balance in organic farming. Like full 100% organic tillage farms are very rare. There's actually less than 40, I think, in the country. So it's normally a mix of animals and crops because we need the animals to grow the crops and we need crops to feed the animals. So there's a balance there. On the lamb side, you go into supermarkets in Ireland or anywhere, you're going to struggle to find organic lamb. It's a tough one because you have to fill the market to go chasing markets as well, but there isn't been the push on the lamb that has been on the tillage side.
It's not just about shelf space, though. That's about marketing. I really can't recall the last time I saw anybody pushing me to buy organic lamb.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
By contrast, I'm being sold organic porridge oats all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of the organic lamb goes into like baby food markets. So, you know, onto the continent for baby food markets. Mm-hmm. But very little of it at the moment is finding its way onto the shelves. Yeah.
Of course, there are many other factors at work here, but is that the key thing, that we just haven't developed Irish people's taste or grow for the idea of organic lamb in the way that we have for cereals?
Yeah, probably, and vegetables. So, like, vegetables are very noticeable recently, and we buy organic vegetables, and we buy them off a local farmer, but when they're out of season, you can get them in the supermarket now. But there isn't that push on meat.
It's not going to stop raining until March.
Don't say that. It'll be a long winter. You're watching a lot of Netflix.
So what's this cover crop?
So this is a mixture of stubble turnip, vetch, some black oats. It looks good.
It does look very good. It's in rude good health, everything here.
Yeah,
isn't
great colour and everything on it.
So this is the side of the business that is really taking off then?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the difference? What's the key ingredient that separates this from the sheep?
Better market with more options. You know, I have the option of selling to farmers for feed, even on the oat side. I have a couple of different places I can sell oats to for porridge or for, you know, for processing.
So Flatirons in the south, whites in the north.
Whites in the north. I only have one option with the lambs, really, organically.
So it's just a better developed market.
Market, yeah.
That has more marketing of its own produce.
Of its own produce. And look, oats is a superfood. It's come back into fashion as well, which helps.
Lamb is not a bad food.
No, lamb is a very healthy food, a very good food, simple food, tasty food. But it's,
it's underappreciated.
Underappreciated. It's seen as expensive, which it isn't. So it's just a perception on it as well.
Well, maybe you all need to stop talking about what a great price you're getting for your lamb.
It's not bad at the moment.
Talk to me about the level of support. Are they sufficient?
Yeah, like when I went... Hang
on a second. Will I just pick my head up off the ground? Farmer says supports are sufficient.
Yeah, well, they're never sufficient, but they're decent, I would say. My organic payment here is the same as my single farm payment. So my BIS and my eco scheme. So like that's, to me, is a pretty good payment. But it's not all about payments, it's also about support. So, you know, you want research, you want... organic farm is very open to discussions, to passing knowledge on all of that. We have a solar farm running down.
For something that is just sitting in a shed... With that amount of rain and damp outside, it's really very, very dry, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually got tested last week. We got the results on Monday, yesterday. I only got the results and it's 89% dry matter.
Are you proud of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for somebody who's really only gotten into tillage yesterday,
yeah,
this represents quite an achievement, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Now, the tillage size is definitely ahead of where I ever expected it to be. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, I always remember saying to a friend of mine, I'm going to have 5 hectares of tillage, and he said 50. And I'm not too far off 50 next year.
Yeah, I still get the impression from you that you feel that the whole organic sector is only operating at about 50 or 60% of what it could.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's very positive. Like, you go to anything to do with organic farming, it's always positive. You know, anyone that's coming from a conventional background when you're used to, you know, fighting for price, you know, you know, it's hard to make money at farming.
Different kind of energy in the room.
It's a different kind of energy in the room. And you'll see that written by a lot of big farmers, a lot of very well-known farmers went organic last year, and you'll see them writing in different places and different things, and they all say the same thing. That energy is very positive on the organic side. Like, there's things that need to be done, but a lot of that is due to the fantastic growth in organic farming over the last few years. Like, it takes time, and it will get there. Like, as I said, Chagas have rolled in, Department have rolled in. We probably need a little bit more from Borbia locally. You know, probably need a mill somewhere. You know, we just need to connect up the dots a bit.
But you don't need the government to start making active interventions in the market, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think the market's there. Like, I suppose that's probably the banker in me, but like, the market will sort it out. And people want organic. You know, as we said, like, you know, you can see people, organic baby food on the continent is a huge market. There's huge markets out there. People want organic. And if people want organic, we'll supply it.
Reaction already to Joe Nolan there in Carlow from Carl in Meath on 0870 32 32 32, our WhatsApp line. Philip, listening to that organic farmer is a breath of fresh air, not complaining and saying that he is doing all right. More power to him. Well, science has made the case for organics. More farms than ever are making that switch, but we are still some way from organic produce being the norm and not niche. So, what next then? Porrig Brennan is the chairperson of the Organic Strategy Forum. Good morning to you, Porrig.
Good morning to you, Porrig. Good morning, Philip.
Before we look at the problems here, it's probably important to acknowledge what Joe Nolan said there about what was working. Things like the knowledge support from Chagas, support and camaraderie within the sector, and knock me down with a feather, the financial supports were enough, he said, or almost sufficient.
Well, we have recorded now, I know, Philip, that he said that, so. Yeah. No, there's lots of positives there, I think, and it's I think as you're caller said, or the texter said, it's great to see you're such positivity, really. And I think it's, you know, Joe is a reflection maybe of the momentum that we've seen in the sector over the last couple of years. You know, we've seen an extra, 3,000 farmers come into organic farming over the last 2 years. We've seen a trebling of the area that's been farmed organically, albeit from a small base, Philip, but it's wonderful to see that sort of momentum starting to come into the sector.
Trebling of the area, but how close are we to the target of 10% of farmed land under organics?
Well, to put it this way, we're at 5% today, Philip. We were at 2% 2.5 years ago or thereabouts. So we have another 5% to find between now and 2030. But I think if we can build on the momentum that's there, we're in a good place to get there. But there's a lot of work required in the meantime. And I suppose from my point of view, as chairman of the Organic Strategy Forum, is trying to see, well, where can we help? What are the things we can do to actively make a difference, whether it's from a support point of view, a market development point of view, or skills and a kind of a technical knowledge perspective. They are the areas I think that we need to look at, and look at probably differently depending on the product that you're talking about as well.
We are, though, it would seem, missing some key pieces of infrastructure here. Just picking up on what Joe was saying, in the case of sheep, an organic cereal mill somewhere in the country would be a good idea so that we could reduce the reliance on imported organic feed and more organic slaughtering lines. What could or should the state be doing here?
Well, I think you look at the lamb side of things, in some ways there's a couple of factors at play. Number one, and I think it was alluded to in your report, that lamb prices are positive. Whether it's conventional or organic lamb prices, they're positive. I think they're up about 15 or 20% this year. And if I'm selling organic lamb this week, I'm probably making about 15 euro per head more than the conventional equivalent. So there is a premium there for organic lamb. But the big issue we have in terms of that market development piece, there's probably a twin track element here. Number one, we don't have enough consistency of supply when it comes to organic lamb. We have a situation where over the last 2 years, the one major organic lamb processor that we have in the country would tell you they've had more customers looking for lamb than they've been able to supply over the last 2 years, because those customers are interested, but they're only interested if you can guarantee them consistency of supply for a large chunk of the year. And we have a situation at the moment, Philip, where of all the organic lambs that are being reared across the country, about 7 in 10 of those are ending up going into the conventional sector throughout their lifetime at some stage.
Well, so that's, we're losing just the greatest waste, isn't it? Why is that happening? Is it the absence of cheap and available organic feed west of the Shannon?
Yeah. No, I think I'd say what it is for me, it's a loss of value. It's a loss of value for the farmer, number one, in terms of that 15 euro per lamb or whatever it might be at a given point of time, which I think every single farmer wants to get the best price they possibly can. And it's a loss from a processor and a market development point of view as well. But there's a couple of factors at play. If you look where the organic sheep farms are, Philip, a lot of them are in the west of Ireland. A lot of those farmers are in a position to produce store lambs maybe, but not necessarily have the facilities or the land, if you like, to finish those lambs. So in a conventional situation, what you do is you'd sell your store lamb, go down to the local market or sell it to a local farmer, whatever it is. When it comes to organic, it's not as straightforward. There's not an obvious route to find that farmer who's going to finish that lamb to keep it in the organic system, if you like. So we really have a lot of work to do in terms of coordinating that supply base. And the other thing then is, the one major processor that we have from a lamb point of view is obviously the eastern part of the country. It's a long way from the west to the east, ideally.
Not necessarily worth the journey. No, I understand. Can I move us on to the milk sector, please?
Yeah.
Your ambition is to be producing 40 million litres of organic milk a year by 2030. Now, that sounds like an impressive figure, but on the island of Ireland, we produce 5 billion litres of milk annually.
That's correct, yeah.
Why is the uptake in dairy so comparatively low?
Yeah, well, I suppose we need to look at this one from a couple of angles as well. Unfortunately, when it comes to organic, there's always a number of elements at play. But if you look at it from a farmer point of view, first of all, when it comes to organic dairy or milk production, number one, you look at conventional milk prices over the last 5 or 10 years on average have been pretty strong. You look at an organic milk production system, it's viewed as a high cost production system, because that's reflecting the fact that most organic milk is going in either liquid milk or products like yogurt that require year-round supply. So it's a more costly, it's a more labour-requiring production system, if you like. And for farmers, they're not convinced they can make the return from that compared to producing as much milk as possible off grass. If I'm a processor, I suppose I'm looking at it then, right, there's a small number of dairy farmers in the country. There's a lot of distance between those dairy farmers at times. So it can be a high-cost milk collection, high cost to process small volumes of milk. And I suppose really, for me on the dairy side, what we need to find is how do we add value to the milk that's being produced, whether it's in cheese or butter or powders or whatever it is, and how can more of that milk be produced, if you like, along the seasonal grass growth curve as much as possible. That'll help reduce production costs, reduce labour requirements during the winter for farmers. And then I think if you can get to that point, Philip, then organic milk production becomes a slightly more realistic option.
Does that mean that organic needs? Does that mean that organic needs to concentrate on cheese and butter and forget about the pint of organic milk on the table?
I think there'll always be a requirement for organic milk because it's nearly one of the entry products. But I think it can't be all organic milk. We have to look at how we can add value to as much of that milk as possible through other products as well, because they're products that you can. The farmer can produce the milk in the summer off grass, lower cost production system, and you have product then that's consistently available throughout 12 months of the year. So I think we just need to look at what we do there.
So final big picture question here then, Padraig. Yeah. Look, notwithstanding all of the achievements and the measurements that you say go to give you a really good impression of where organics is going, 80% of farmland in the country is under grass. So until we crack these problems with dairy and sheep, and to a lesser extent with beef, the organic sector is not really doing what it is supposed to be doing, is it, in terms of environmental restoration?
Well, I think we're on the right track, Philip, first of all, in terms of the momentum that's there. And I think when you hear the enthusiasm from the likes of Joe earlier on in your report, it's fantastic to see. And it's great to see farmers like that involved in the sector. I think we have a job to do when it comes to dairy or beef or sheep, and whether that's grow the supply base, better coordinate the supply base, to make sure we're not losing animals out of the system, whatever it is, we absolutely have to focus on that. That's going to require more producer groups, better funding for coordination of that supply base. All of those things have to be done. But I nearly bring it back to the marketplace here a little bit as well. The really good news is there is a market for organic food. There's a growing market for organic food here in Ireland, and certainly across Europe. I think that's a good starting point. The other thing is, if I'm an organic farmer, and you heard it in the report this morning, it's not all about grass. There's a rotation in your system as well, whether it's to tillage or to combi crops or whatever it is. So I think we need to see how do we use the land base that's there, that's being farmed organically, to produce as many products as we can, whether that's a feed input to rear the animals, whether it's a tillage enterprise to grow the oats for a Flavins or whoever it might be. That's what we need to get right. So we have a land base that's producing a really good range of high quality organic products. We're aiming for 10% of land by 2030. I think we have a job of work to do to get there, but with the enthusiasm that's there, if we can continue to put the supports in place that have been put in place, I think we have momentum to try and get us there. It's not going to be easy. There's no point in saying it is, but I think we have the building blocks to work from.
Indeed. Padraig Brennan, chairperson of the Organic Strategy Forum, thank you very much for that. And so many of your texts this morning on 51551 are playing testament to that enthusiasm. Frank says, Joe the farmer has given me a good start to the day, happy and positive. Great to hear a farmer not complaining. Have a good day, everybody. And John in Mayo wants to remind everybody to mention that the Organic Farming Scheme is taking new applications, closing date the 29th of November. That is next Friday. I don't need to remind people, because you've just done that for me, John. Thank you very much.